Hi, I'm Terry from Hong Kong, China, and here's the anecdote. In fact, this happened many years ago when I was still studying in secondary school, which I think are called high schools in some Western countries. At that time, me and my friends usually went to a Chinese restaurant nearby to have lunch. There were some big round tables, so it was nice for us to sit around it and have a nice chat. I remember Mr. Wong, my biology teacher, was sitting next to us at another table. Before telling you what was going on later, I'd like to tell you something about him first, so that you will know why I felt so shocked seeing him doing that. Honestly speaking, we thought that Mr. Wong was just a joke. You know, he always made untimely remarks and told a bunch of dodgy jokes in the class, which nobody actually found interesting, or worse, even understood. But at the same time, you know, during some big events, with honorable guests present at the venue, he would stand there with a solemn face, shouting, "Keep quiet," loudly, but nobody would just care about it, and everyone continued chatting. Why? Because we all knew it very well that he just pretended being serious, and finally he wouldn't punish anyone for real. So the brief introduction about Mr. Wong ends here, and let's continue with the anecdote. Suddenly, an old man sitting alone there seemed suffering from great pain. He couldn't breathe well, with his finger pointing to his throat, so to me it seemed something just got stuck in his throat. What I saw at that time was that, you know, everyone sitting next to him just immediately moved to another table, or simply just left the restaurant. I must admit that it was a bit sick to see that. You know, the old man threw up and he was in a great mess. But what was really shocking to me was that, just like in some films, a heroic figure just dashed to the old man, sat behind him, and then held the old man's arms back around his waist. I don't remember exactly how he did it, but basically, he was applying some pressure to the old man's chest in order to make him get rid of the thing stuck in his throat. And soon, the old man was alright, I remember, and Mr. Wong had to clean his shirt up. I was staring at him actually throughout the process because I was so amazed by what he was doing. And I can't tell you how I felt at that moment and how much respect I had for him. But it stays in my memory. I must say that this is the best lesson that I've ever learned in my life. At least this is how I think. You know, in life, personally for me, it is easy for anyone to judge a book by its cover. And that is the so-called stereotypes, you know, that penetrate into our life at every corner. For example, in this case, we think that a good teacher must be well-dressed to show their professionalism. We think that we know a person well enough by simply just observing behaviors. But what I know now is that in urgent and unexpected situations, you still don't care about what the others think, you don't mind making yourself dirty, you don't think twice before you go to offer help. And how can this be an act of a silly man, indeed. So this is the end of my anecdote. I hope you enjoy listening to it, and thanks. Bye for now.